That is Motley Crue. This is the Fantasy Firestorm podcast, and I am your host, Joe Fortenball. A hell of a week 14 is officially in the books, which means one of three things. You either won your first round playoff game, lost it, or you open up postseason play this weekend. If you're still alive, make sure you check out the National Football Post Total Access Pass this week, where we are still pumping out the info and the rankings to get you set to bring home a championship. Speaking of staying alive, yours truly brought home the bacon this past weekend as the NFP Fantasy Squad put a beatdown on the team from ESPN 125-87 in the first round of the playoffs in the National Football Post Experts League. It's been a rags-to-riches story for the NFP squad this year as I opened up the season 0-4 and in dead last before ripping off 7 wins in 10 weeks to advance to the league semifinals, where I've got a showdown with Matt Lodi of the NFLGridironGab.com, the number one team in the league that is looking to go wire-to-wire this season. You can check out all of our roster moves and watch the action by checking out the drop-down menu underneath the Fantasy tab on the main page of the National Football Post. Just click on NFP Experts League to see what all of us have been up to. Now, let's get down to business. 3 games left in the regular season. Several teams are fighting for their playoff lives. The Rams are still fighting for the number one pick in April. And stop traffic, the New Orleans Saints won again. That being said, let's welcome back to the show the 13-0 playoff-bound quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. Drew, another week, another win, this time 26-23 over the Atlanta Falcons. It got close there for a while, but you guys pulled it out as usual. If you're giving out a Week 14 game ball and you can't give it to yourself, who's getting it?
Well, you know what? I think there was a lot of guys that played well. I think Jonathan Vilma's probably the guy that gets it, you know, defensively. He came up with some two huge plays at the end of the game, you know, an interception that got us the ball back, and then a big fourth down tackle to keep them from getting the first down, and then obviously kind of gave the ball back to the offense, and we just went down on a knee after that. So game ball is going to Jonathan Vilma.
In addition to Vilma, running back Reggie Bush had missed some time due to injury but was a big part of the offense on Sunday, touching the ball 12 times for 79 yards, scoring 2 touchdowns, both of which came through the air. Talk about what it means having a healthy Reggie Bush in the lineup for the Saints offense.
It's nice. You know, Reg has a nose for the end zone, and obviously we had a couple opportunities on third down plays, you know, to get the ball in his hands, and one of them a pass play kind of close in down around the end zone, and you know, made a linebacker kind of miss and get in the end zone. And then the other one was a screen pass where kind of had an all-out pressure called, and he was able to kind of get in behind everybody and catch the ball and walk into the end zone. So, yeah, he came up with a couple big plays there, as well as, you know, run the ball pretty effectively. And you know, I think the mix of, you know, when he's back there, as well as Pierre Thomas and Lionel Hamilton and Mike Bell when he's healthy, even though he wasn't for this game, but when he is, it's a nice little stable of running backs we have.
At 13-0 and playing the way you guys are, there are a lot of people on the field and the sidelines responsible for the team's success. In my opinion, the unsung heroes of this group, which is often the case in the world of football, is the offensive line. You've been sacked just 15 times this year, which is currently tied for second with Tom Brady, as you guys both trail Peyton Manning of the Colts. Last year, you were sacked only 13 times in 16 games. What has been the key up front for why you've been able to stay upright so often, despite throwing 1,067 passes in your last 29 games?
You know, those guys up front, they did do a tremendous job. Our offensive line, not only in the run game, but the pass game, something they take a lot of pride in. You know, it's a group that's been together now for a few years, and so I think they feel very comfortable together. You know, they play hard for one another. You know, just having that confidence in the guy next to you is huge when you play offensive line, just because there's so much communication and so much that goes on up front that you really got to be on the same page and kind of have that you know, that chemistry and that camaraderie. And that group definitely does, and I think that's a huge reason why, you know, we've been able to you know, limit the number of sacks because of those guys.
Yeah, they've been doing an excellent job this year. All right, before we move on to the Dallas game, Let's go inside the huddle, a segment we do here every week where Drew takes our listeners onto the field and breaks down the anatomy of a successful play. You can watch the play Drew is about to break down by clicking on the link that is right underneath this podcast. Today's play takes us to the second quarter of Sunday's game against the Falcons. The Saints are leading 10-6, and it's third and goal on the Atlanta 3-yard line with just 56 seconds remaining until halftime when you hit wide receiver Marcus Colston for a touchdown. Drew, take us through this play and kind of break down what you saw coming out of the huddle and why you threw it to Colston.
You know, that was a play we had kind of schemed up on film where, you know, we kind of get four offensive players going one direction to the right. And what that causes is Marcus Colston, if he's coming across, to kind of get matched up on the weak side linebacker, which obviously Marcus Colston matched up on any linebacker is a good thing for us. And, you know, my job was just to kind of hold the backside safety with my eyes and then come back to the middle of the field where I could basically just kind of throw a high jump ball up to Marcus, and he would, you know, just go up and snag it, which he did, and the play kind of drew up exactly like we had hoped.
Did you intentionally throw it just behind him to avoid the safety?
Yeah, because the safety, you know, you can only hold him for so long, and then he's going to start making his way towards the middle of the field. And so I try to hold him as long as I could and then get to Marcus and try to place the ball on that back shoulder so he's able to, you know, turn and protect the ball and protect himself away from the hit of the safety, and it kind of lessens the hit a little bit too.
Yeah, it was right near where it needed to be. That's probably why you're leading the league at 69.9% for completion percentage. I want to get your thoughts on two different people in the NFL who've had something to say about the Saints this week. First off, Hall of Fame coach Don Shula said earlier this week that he's secretly rooting that somebody beats both you guys and the Colts. Shula, of course, was the head coach of the 72 Dolphins team that went undefeated and won the Super Bowl, the only team ever to do that. What's it like having a well-respected Hall of Fame coach rooting against you guys?
Well, if I were him, I'd probably be doing the same thing. I mean, there's certain records that are out there that, you know, I guess all records are made to be broken. But, you know, when you have one like that, you know, it sure is nice when, you know, you can kind of sit atop of that record all by yourself. So I'm sure that, you know, that doesn't surprise me at all. But obviously he's one of the best coaches of all time. And, you know, he was able to coach a team like that. So he kind of knows, you know, what it takes in order to accomplish that. And it's certainly not easy, but, you know, I hope we can join those ranks with those guys.
Well, that 72 team gets together every year and pops champagne when the last undefeated team goes down. So you guys right now are kind of putting a damper on that party. But, hey, wins are wins, and that's what you're trying to do. Speaking of comments, you've got the Dallas Cowboys this Saturday night in New Orleans. Big D is reeling as the calendar once again flips to December, and they find themselves 0-2 in the most critical month of the regular season. Cowboys wide receiver Roy Williams, when asked about the Saints earlier this week, said with a hint of sarcasm, quote, might as well crown them, right? They're undefeated. It's December. We don't have a chance. Williams went on to say that this is a two-round fight and that he thinks the Cowboys will be seeing the Saints again down the road in the playoffs. What are your thoughts on Williams' comments, and do you think you'll be seeing the Cowboys in the playoffs?
Well, all I can worry about is this week. I know for sure we see them this week, and we'll let the future kind of take care of itself. But, you know, there's always things that will be said and maybe blown out of proportion a little bit too. And for us, it's, you know, I know what I see on film, and obviously I'm facing the Cowboys defense, and I think that they're a very solid group and one that, you know, you got to have a good game plan for. I have a lot of respect for Wade Phillips. He was the defensive coordinator in San Diego when I was there. So I know the type of defensive coach he is, and he's going to have those guys ready to play, and we just got to make sure we're ready to play too.
This is your fourth year in New Orleans, and the Saints have gone 38-23 during that span, which includes a trip to the NFC Championship game that took place during the 2006 season. Your contract's up in 2011. Two-part question. Have you and the Saints started talking about a possible extension yet, and would you like to finish your career in New Orleans, a city that you've done so much for with the Breeze Dream Foundation?
Yeah, you know what, I would love to, you know, stay here as long as I can, and finish my career here in New Orleans and be a Saint for life. But, you know, obviously not worried about any of that stuff right now, just worried about, you know, my commitment to the team and as the quarterback, what I can do to help us win and continue this win streak that we have going.
Well, I'm sure that the city of New Orleans would like nothing more than to have you around as long as possible. Speaking of the Breeze Dream Foundation, on your website, drewbreeze.com, you guys sell autographed, authentic Drew Breeze jerseys with the proceeds going to charity to help support your foundation. Now, bear with me on this one, but in the National Football Post Fantasy Experts League, my NFP squad just trounced the team from ESPN and we're marching to the semifinals. One of the big contributors of that unit is one of your boys, Saints wide receiver Robert Meacham. Being that it's the holiday season, I'm taking a crowbar to the wallet this week, but I'm going to need your help. If you can pull out the win this weekend and get me, actually, if I can pull out the win this weekend, excuse me, I'll advance the league championship game. So here's what I want to do. For every touchdown pass that you can get to Meacham this week against the Cowboys, I'll buy an autographed jersey since it goes towards such a great cause and helping to build the re-city of New Orleans. Drew, what do you say? Can you help me help New Orleans by getting the ball to Meacham this weekend?
I will do my best, buddy. I would love to see Meacham score about 5 touchdowns. But obviously, it's not that easy, and I'm not sure if I have 5 jerseys that you want to buy. But since you made the commitment, then we'll see what we can do.
That is what I like to hear. And let me tell you, if you can hit him more than once, I will go out of my way. I might even send the second one over to Roy Williams after the game. But that's a subject for another day. As always, Drew, thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck this weekend against the Cowboys.
All right, thank you.
You got it. All right, that was quarterback Drew Breeze of the New Orleans Saints, who you can check out on Twitter by searching for the name Drew Breeze, which is all one word. How about Roy Williams, man? Every week I get to talk to Drew, and every time I bring up the Super Bowl, he talks about how it's one game at a time and how he's not looking ahead, which is the way it's supposed to be. Then you've got Williams, whose team is reeling and has just given up the division lead, talking about playing the Saints in the postseason. Newsflash, Roy, you can't play the Saints in the playoffs if you don't make the playoffs, which is where you would think the focus of the Cowboys would be right now. Well, Williams will have a chance to back up his words this Saturday night in the Big Easy. That about wraps up this edition of the National Football Post Fantasy Firestorm. For Drew Breeze, I'm Joe Fortenball. Thanks for tuning in. Best of luck in the fantasy playoffs this weekend, and we'll see you next time.